Good morning, beloveds. We're finishing off Psalm 79. So it's from verses 10 to 13. Wait, start at 9, my sweetie.
Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you, according to your great power. Preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the lap of our neighbors the taunts which they have taunted you, O Lord. But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise.
This is beautiful and prophetic. This has been through the ages. You've had God's people being oppressed, being killed, being made slaves of, and this was a cry of the people of God, and then God would come through. We think of the time of Gideon, where God came through, the time of Esther when God came through, and the time of the Noah when God came through, and the time of Moses. These are all prophetic pictures of the greatness of God coming through on behalf of his name, and on behalf of the blood of the saints and the prophets that has passed away through the deception. But how much more now? So this is such a word in season. How much more now that the blood of Jesus has been poured out, that everything has been done. It's God, the idea for mankind, the idea for the earth, and the plans for the earth and for every person. It's all found in God. It's all his idea. And so it's the most important thing, it's to see things through his eyes. Return to him and see things through his eyes, because he made us and he's got purposes, and we belong to him, the world belongs to him, and that's it. So it's for his name's sake that we wake up. And it's for his name's sake that we take hold of the God quality of life, eternal life, which is according to what he has recorded for us, the destiny, the purpose he has for us and our family. Every name every family in heaven and earth find their true name. True name is who you are in work, who you are in character, who you are in every way. It's your story. It's everything about you that's found in God. And that's what he, when we surrender to him, that's what he comes and he works it in us. He writes it on our heart and on our mind so that it can be expressed in our activities, in our attitudes and our actions. So it's just so beautiful, guys, to know that God's name has been hallowed. Jesus prayed that prayer before the ultimate sacrifice and before the resurrection and the ultimate rule where he is now at. He said, "Hallowed be thy name," and his name has been hallowed. Everything has been rectified. Everything of the fall has been dealt with. One man brought the fall in, brought about the fall, and one man took it out, and that's Jesus Christ. And now we can come home and we can be the people God made us to be. And then the sad thing is, we still, just as in this time, we've got people outside of the covenant, outside of the blood covering, outside of the goodness of God that have been deceived, and they are deceiving others. And so we need to just pray that God moves powerfully, that he pours out his spirit in a powerful way here on the earth at this, at the end of the times, that we I really believe we're at now, so that everyone can have that opportunity to turn or burn, wake up or stay sleeping, because the truth needs to be seen, needs to be preached, needs to be lived. And then people still turn away from that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells you that, the people that turn away from the truth perish. Perish is they slowly, busy dying. So us that has woken up to the light, we need to stay in the light and we need to press on so we're not dying. We are partaking of the glory. 2 Thessalonians 2 points out two pictures. Those that believe the truth, know the truth, love the truth, they grow from glory to glory. But those that despise the truth, forsake the truth, they perish. That's dying bit by bit. So we need to have compassion on these people, even though they are arrogant and they are difficult. But most of all, we've got to just keep our focus on the Lord so we can have the character and the attitude that we need to be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.